102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Thursday. Right, every day, Monday to Friday, 11 to 2. Phone numbers anytime you want to be part of the show, as always, are 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 at Roger JP on Instagram and X and Facebook. Like us and follow us there. Good morning, JP. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. All good. Happy.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Happy. You're lying, aren't you?
No, actually.
Okay. I thought you were going to say everything was going wrong.
I'm in a pretty good mood, actually.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Taking a look at what we got going ahead for the weekend, and things look nice and open the way I had hoped they would be. So I'm in a good mood about that. Happy.
That's wonderful.
Are you going to the Stones?
Going to the Stones. Yeah, the Stones are in our area tonight and Sunday. So Susan and I were like, why don't we go tonight? So we're going to go tonight. It's a bucket list for her, so...
She's never seen him before?
She's never seen him at all, and I haven't seen him since 89, so I kind of haven't really seen him.
Are you going to wear your flamingo outfit?
No, no reason to wear a flamingo outfit. No. We have matching Stones shirts.
Of course you do. No part of me doubts that. I don't even think you're being facetious 1 second.
But I told her, I was like, if there are only two types of Stones shirts, and you got two for each of us, I said, why would I wear the same one as you? I said, we're not going on a cruise or something where people
even
wear the
same shirt.
Even if you
were going on a cruise, have some self-respect, for Christ's sake.
Exactly, I still would. I'm like, no. I said, I'll wear the other one. I said, I mean, wearing a Stone shirt, they're great shirts.
Come on, Roger.
I'm not wearing the same one as you. I said, I'm wearing the other one.
You're at the age where matchy-matchy is cute, and all look at them.
It's
they're
not.
Still
is
in,
it?
They're in love. They're doing everything together, and they're empty nest. They're happy.
You don't have to match up shirts to go to a concert.
Here's how I feel about that. I feel the only time you might be able to get away with matchy-matchy, if you're one of those, if you're like a couple of those weirdos that go on their honeymoon to Disney, and you're walking around, you got the stupid ears on, and you know what I'm saying? Like, but no, as far as matchy-matchy goes, but after that, would I do it? Absolutely not.
Oh, you can't look silly. That's
crazy.
No,
I would never, ever, my wife and I wearing matching clothes will never happen.
When we went on vacation, there was a long time there, really like years, like 4, 5, 6, 7 years, where my ex and I and Don and my cousins and stuff, we would all go on vacay together.
Really?
And we always had. I made them. And they, honestly, the first time they were like annoyed, I made them. We all had matching T-shirts.
I see. That happened
but here's
one
the
time.
Thing. But here's the
and
thing.
And I got into the biggest fight. The two guys that were leading that charge were two gay dudes.
So?
And we were going on vacation, and when I got in that car, because we rented like a big, you know, one of those big Sprinter vans kind of things to get to the airport, and when I got in that car without wearing that shirt, I had it in my carry-on. I had it on me.
Put it on.
But when I got in that car not wearing that shirt, the look of terror, dread, disappointment just flooded their faces.
The whole point is the whole point is to do it in the airport and while you're traveling. You don't have to wear it. You're going, it's just the travel, at the bar while we're being silly, and to me, it was a lot of fun, and everybody was on board after the first year. Then they had to say something funny, like when we were going to Chicago, we were down with the Brown in Chi-Town, like that's what it said on the T-shirt. Like it always had to have a funny saying.
That's
on
funny.
It.
Yeah, you know, so we were going to Cabo San Lucas, and it had like a chili pepper dancing. It was like teal or turquoise or whatever the hell it was. And it was something about like Wabaritas or whatever it said. I'm just like, oh, good Christ. I can't do this.
But I mean, it would be so fun.
I don't do, I know, I'm listen, I get it. It's not me.
Mm-hmm. But
I ended
but
up, I held the shirt like over my shoulder, like I had it.
You know what?
So I was part of the crew, but I really wasn't. You know.
It doesn't really go.
You know what? Don't even bother. Really don't take it off.
Well, then don't make me do it.
Well,
listen,
should just for fun.
I was vocal. Listen, I was vocal about it. From Jump Street,
right.
I was vocal about it. I don't want to do this.
How
I
do
think
you
it's,
feel?
I think it's lame. I think it's just not. I'm not into
it.
I'm like, okay, whatever you guys want to do is fine. I don't care if you guys want to. I don't want to do it.
How do you feel about being the only one? I'm not saying
I
like
didn't. I
know you don't care
respect.
About being the only one. What I'm saying is. They didn't have their own self. They all respected themselves. But I'm saying, how do you feel? Like, if in any group situation, there's always got to be the one holdout. Like, and I'm not saying you care for yourself personally. I'm saying, but
not
you're
always.
Now you're that guy who had to be the guy who was too cool to do what everybody else
Fine.
Did.
I am so good with it.
That's lame.
So good. How dare I think for myself?
They're all... You're making way too much out of it. If you would have put it on, you would have forgotten.
They made way too much out of it.
Hold on. When you put it on, nobody looks like, right now, I forgot what my shirt said until, because I forgot I even had this on until Gareth asked me what it said. So my point is, you put your shirt on, you don't, who cares? Because you don't look down on it. You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt you any. You're not looking at it constantly.
It's not for everybody. For them, I didn't have a problem with them doing it. I didn't care. I just didn't want to do it. And I'm not going to be, I'm at the time I was probably 47 years old, 45 years old. I'm not going to be told what I have to wear by anybody. You know what I'm saying?
If it said Down with the Brown and the Chi-Town, would you have worn it? Because I would have worn that in 2 seconds. That's a great shirt.
It's right. Fun. It's silly.
Not to
and
mention,
they were all
I thought
like
the whole
it.
Thing was lame. I thought the whole design was. I just didn't
so
think
negative.
It wasn't. It wasn't for me. That's all. I didn't knock them for doing it.
I understand. Right. There's a lot of things that aren't for me that I just go along. If and not because I can't think for myself. I think you understand how I feel about my convictions. I'm just saying sometimes it's a. Just, okay, this is a silly, lighthearted thing that's not going to cause me any pain. I'm not
going to
be financially... It's just silly.
Yeah.
Good for you. So we're not going to match, but there's only two of us. It's not like it's a big group.
Right, you think they're going to match?
So we're not going to match?
No, I don't. I think they're both going to wear Rolling Stone shirts like you're not supposed to do at a Rolling Stones concert.
That's a whole other wall we haven't gotten
that's
into
an old
yet.
Rule.
But I think they will be wearing different shirts.
Yeah, I've got a 78... I think mine is the 78 World Tour or something, and Susan's the 75 North American Tour or vice versa.
This is pretty well thought.
There are a couple different ones.
This is pretty well thought out for a last minute trip to see the Stones.
Hey, we said, let's go to see the Stones, and she's like, I went by in the store, and they had a couple Stones shirts, and I was like, all right. Then she got couple of ones they had. That's about as well thought out as it got.
How do I put this? Do you think she would have been going to that store without the Rolling Stones thing, did the decision to go to the Rolling Stones immediately send her out to go spend money she wouldn't have normally spent?
Oh, yeah. No, she was going to get Stone shirts.
She went
to wear
specifically
for the Stones concert.
That.
Yeah. Aww, oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's cute.
I would have done that in 2 seconds. That's great.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind that at all. That's good. I like it. I already had a Stones t-shirt, but it's kind of beat up because I wear it a lot. So I got a new one. I kind of like it. And it's kind of like distressed looking. It's good. It's really more old school. The one I had was the 50-year anniversary. And that one I've had a long time. I don't want to wear that.
Are we going to pretend that the rule of you never wear the band shirt that you're going to see?
I don't think it's a rule anymore at all.
It used to be a well-known rule.
But like... I don't know, like when I went to a ZZ Top show, did I wear a ZZ Top shirt? Well, actually, no, because I didn't own one. You know what I mean? I never had a conflict with that.
You didn't own a Stone? Well, you owned the Stone shirt. You
wore. Yeah. So, but I don't think it's even a rule anymore. I feel like everybody wears what they want. And besides, once you get to the show, everybody's wearing the shirts that are on sale at the show. So they're wearing the shirts of the band that's there anyway.
They're
so
not
it
cool
doesn't
people.
Matter.
Right.
Well, then that's like
then
I don't
I'm
know,
not
three
cool.
quarters of the people.
I think you're
finally,
not-
she admits it. Oh, my God.
I've never
How
been
did
cool.
that take?
Also, I think it's all a matter of judgment. You think I'm not cool because I'm doing that? I think you're not cool for thinking that I'm not cool for wearing this. Like, who cares? Who cares? Why are we? Are we in high school? Are we in junior high? Cool and not cool?
Well, it's one of those unwritten rules.
Right.
It's unwritten. I never heard of it. To be honest with you, I don't think I ever have purposely. Oh, maybe George Michael when I was 17. I think I might have worn a George Michael t-shirt to the George Michael concert. But other than that, I mean, it's not like I don't because I want to be uncool.
All you have to do is look to Taylor Swift for the rules. Everybody at a Taylor Swift show is wearing their Taylor Swift shirt. So listen, you just go.
Calling her uncool? You saying
That's
she's not
right.
cool?
What are you guys saying?
But yeah, it's definitely faded over time. Like even at the final Kiss show, every other person wearing some sort of Kiss item.
I mean, a t-shirt's the least of the worries. How many people were dressed as Kiss in makeup? That. Like, you know, it's just endless. And even other shows, it's changed a lot. It used to be, I feel like it was more like a 80s metal thing where you didn't wear, you know, I don't
80s
know, didn't
metal
wear your
wasn't cool.
maiden shirt
you
to the maiden
mouth.
Show. You know what
you
I mean?
Shut your mouth. You know.
I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't cool. You're telling me that high metal heels was... and makeup was cool, like, and bigger hair than I have and eyeliner?
Yes.
That was
you
all
understand?
Cool.
It was
amazing.
Listen, in my life,
it was great.
Out of all of the, I don't want to say, like, not in vogue, but in all the styles, nothing will ever trump 80s metal slut. Ever.
Oh, slut. The girl? Why can't I be a
Ever.
Slut?
Nothing
are we talking girls?
Is hotter than 80s metal slut. Nothing.
I don't know why you got to call her
Nothing.
Slut, but okay.
Well, I didn't make it up. Again, unwritten.
It's the look.
What was the look? Okay, I know what guys look like with their big hair and their eyeliner.
Big T's hair.
Same hair. Same makeup.
Same hair, yeah.
Big T's hair, I would say skin tight leather skirt.
So same thing as the guys.
Crop top, you know, short top, plunging V. Just, you know, and maybe they're, you know, cut up band T-shirt.
Yeah.
Band T-shirt to the concert was cool, even though
big black leather boots.
So a girl could wear a band T-shirt.
Yes.
She can wear it if she needs
to. How do you know all these rules?
Are you writing this down?
I want to. And if they're all unwritten rules, how do you know what they are?
Because the people who are in it, they know.
The crowd learns.
They know.
I'm glad.
Over time, you get crowd learned.
You know what, Monica? I'm glad you were never in that too. How's that? You don't want to be a part of it. We don't want you to be a part
of
it.
Having my
stud
own fun.
Belt.
Rocky Quattacci would have probably.
Oh yeah, he would.
He
tell
probably
right
would have
now.
Fell over head over heels for you if you would have taken on the '80s metal slut look. You chose not to.
Kind of glad I dodged that bullet, that Rocky Quattacci bullet. But well, I still. It wasn't like I wasn't. Listen, my hair was still high. I was still.
Right.
I was still wearing the neon and the mesh crop tops and all of that was still a thing. It just wasn't.
You were mostly
I wasn't
there
neon,
anyway.
But the neon. You traded the neon in for black leather and spikes. Mm-hmm.
Right. The neon, you go to Poison. You change for black leather to go to like Judas Priest.
Oh, plus a woman's fitted biker jacket with fringe.
Oh, I had a fringe. It wasn't fitted. Like, I had a fringe leather jacket, but that was not until I was like 18 or 19. I think it was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I went when I was older. But, you know, it's
notice
funny.
I've gotten no kickback about that look from anybody else.
No,
this
that's a look. What it was.
I'm not saying I remember seeing girls. Chris Skolkinski, one of my friends. Everything you just said was her. She
hot
Slayer and I'm trying to think of all the heavy metal bands I never even heard of that she would wear, and she would be the girl going to the live music in high school, you know, sneaking in and all of that.
Nice.
And I feel like if anybody should go through a rebellious, angry phase, at that time, it should have been me. I think I was living through her, and I was, I didn't. I just didn't do all of that stuff because it was against the rules. But she loved to break all the rules and everything. So I saw it. I wasn't not exposed to it. I just wasn't, you just said, it wasn't your thing to wear a T-shirt. Wasn't my thing to wear black leather studded whatever.
Right, and that's fine. I'm not judging for it. I'm just saying nothing through time has ever beaten that look on the ladies.
Come on.
For me.
What about?
I'm not saying for everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea. I just always thought it was so goddamn.
What about now? Are there heavy metal slut whatever you say?
Yeah, the
now?
Problem is they're like older now.
Another grandma.
A lot of them didn't really, hold up.
They have grandkids.
But what about?
They still, but
those were the days.
They still think they can pull it off, but they really can't.
That's right.
Like when my mom wore fishnets with a leather skirt when she was like 50. Whatever.
There you go.
But here's the thing.
You lived with it.
I did. But here's the thing. What about girls? Are there girls now that aren't underage, like 23, 24, 25, that are heavy metal sluts or whatever you said? Like, are there girls now that are doing that?
You know what's funny?
It could be.
Maybe. I don't think it's as much. The last show I was at was last summer. I think last summer at Metallica. And it didn't jump out at me that it was a thing. So
what do people
know.
Wear now if they don't wear a... Where young kids wear now.
They're wearing the wrong band T-shirt is what they're doing. Why do you get so upset?
I just don't understand. I honestly, that's not even frustrated. I want to be a fly on the wall or a fly on your shoulder in your this era, in your era of that.
And when the rules
were
made.
Because what you thought was cool and what everybody else apparently thought was cool and everybody knew the rules without saying them out loud and all of that. I would like to at least observe it. And see what it was like.
Like if I was going to see Priest, if I was going to Judas Priest, I probably would have wore an Ozzy shirt or a Maiden shirt.
What? Yeah, something
if
cool.
I was going to go see Maiden, maybe an AC/DC shirt or a Metallica shirt.
How do you know which one is?
Because I know what I was. I know what I did.
Where do you wear a Rush T-shirt?
You can wear a Rush T-shirt. It's
that's
almost
cool.
Omnipresent.
You can wear
that one anywhere.
Oh, really? I like that.
You can
that.
Wear the Rolling Stones anywhere.
And then Kiss.
Even though they're not a metal band, AC/DC, Stones. They get a universal pass.
Okay, none of this I know. So I
you go to see Slayer. You can wear Pantera.
I bought a Kiss T-shirt at the Kiss concert. Where do I wear that? What concert do I wear that?
The
well, you can wear it anywhere you want. I mean, but
right,
it's not
what concert?
Oh, hey, you can wear it anywhere. I want you to be you.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. I forget which one you
are. I want to come see you in your shirt, Monica.
Okay, you can come see me.
Whoa.
You could wear that shirt to a total opposite show. You know how people do that now where people wear Nirvana shirts who have no idea what Nirvana is, and they wear Nirvana to Taylor Swift? You could wear Kiss to, you know, just pick a band that's not even close to Kiss.
And if I was going to the Rolling Stones like you are tonight, could I wear? Yeah. Would it be cool to wear my Kiss shirt? Okay.
Sure.
Oh, I have to start asking.
It's easy.
It's all exhausting.
No, it's easy. It's not that tough. Yeah, everything's mixed now. That's what I mean. I feel like all the rules are out. You can wear anything to almost anything.
You can even wear, to go to the Stones, you can even wear a King Crimson, and people will be like, wow, she likes
I can wear Earth, Wind, and Fire to the Stones. You know what I mean? Everything is everything
Oreo
now.
Oreo Speedwagon?
You know?
Can I wear my Oreo?
Yeah. It's never okay to wear Oreo Speedwagon.
Anyway, so that's universally known, like the other one.
It's never okay. It's like,
you can get us the wagon? Yeah.
And as much as I don't necessarily agree with this thought process, REO Speedwagon is just like the 70s, early 80s version of Nickelback. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like REO. That's
I like Nickelback. Oh. But listen, I didn't put this thing on him, this tag.
Oh, REO doesn't have that tag. Not Nickelback.
They're really cool.
Maybe in your head, but I mean, honestly, not in real life.
REO's cool.
They still do real well. People still love them. Yeah, it's REO, Styx, Journey. Right. It's all the same.
But they're on package tours, and they need everybody else's. But you need the whole thing to sell tickets. Journey can go out and sell tickets on their own.
But they don't. They're out with Def Leppard and all this other stuff. Journey, well, REO, and Styx were Def so Leppard. Equal.
They're
it's
out with
funny.
Def Leppard doing baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
So you go in from doing the amphitheaters at 15,000 to 55,000.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
All right. REO
Speedwagon plays an amphitheater, especially around here. If they do 7,000, that means it's sunny and 78 degrees with a gentle breeze, and they're giving out free beers when you come in.
It's 2024.
It's well thought out, right?
I totally feel fine about that. It is 2024, and they were big 44 years ago.
I got you.
So they're doing fine.
So is Journey. And they're going to sell 55,000 with Def Leppard. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, Monica, there's your history. There's your lesson.
All right. Yep. All right. I think
wear
I
your Kiss shirt wherever you want.
Because I like to go to some concerts like that. Maybe I've been wearing the wrong thing the whole time.
Don't ever, and I repeat, ever wear an Apple Butter Express shirt.
Whoa.
Anywhere.
Well, that, I think I think it's universally accepted, as is this in regards to like the Stones or whatever you said.
Maybe if you go see Train or something, you can get away with it.
What about my Michael Franti t-shirts? Like, are they tank tops?
See, that's got a certain coolness to it.
Yeah, people might ask you, who's that? You might get a little...
You could definitely wear that to a Stones.
That over Apple Butter.
But, you know, they might think that's really cool because he's, you know, he's a good-looking dude. He's got dreads and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a mood.
No one's asking you about Apple Butter Express.
Okay, all right.
They're gonna be like,
their logo, have you ever seen their logo? It's very, like, acid trippy colors.
It's not a jar of apple butter?
No, it's not. It's very, like...
I'm sure it's amazing.
Like, if you took acid and you saw things, hallucinating. It's very hallucinogenic.
I just went into Google Images, and I just put in apple butter.
Yeah.
And they're still not in the list.
You're on the wrong algorithm, my friend. I'm going to type the same thing in mine.
There we go. I had to put EXP.
That's right. Now you found them.
Okay. It's a little trippy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so good. Would that be...
Yeah, that's great. That'd be cool, like at Coachella or at some other trippy show. They'd be like, ooh, who's this band you have? Jay is on line one. Hey, Jay.
Hey, up the orange, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
What's up, Jay?
And then I wore my old faded Rolling Stone shirt to go see Pearl Jam here in Tampa.
Nice.
And from the pre-party in the parking lot, everybody, love that shirt, great show.
Nice.
They're more interested in my Rolling Stone shirt than seeing the damn concert that night. I liked it that much.
Well, it was classic, right? It was original concert shirt from, what, the 70s or something?
Yes, sir. It was from the late 80s.
Right on.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah. Steel.
Thank you, guys, man. Enjoy your show daily.
Thank you. Sounds a little Steel's wheelsy.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know, Persian fans, they know. They know the stuff. They know the right stuff. Good. All right, well.
Have fun.
I will.
Don't wear the wrong thing. Do not match your wife.
You know what?
No,
Roger, go have fun and wear whatever the bleep you want to wear. It doesn't even matter. Wear an Apple Butter Express t-shirt. Just wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, do that.
Whatever I can find in my t-shirt drawers.
Roger, wear an Apple Butter Express shirt.
What's going to happen? They're going to beat him up behind the bleachers? I mean, it's not high school. Who cares?
You should do that.
But the main question is, which Apple Butter Express t-shirt of mine should I wear?
That is true. You have an entire... Yeah.
Sure. A whole drawer full. Roger, JP. 102.5 The Bone at noon, 39 minutes away, $1,000 cash keyword, bone bonus word. An hour, we'll do a dead guy, a lot more. Be right back.